Greetings. I believe we are in the midst of a grassroots revolution where God is empowering us to become His people, free from the headships of legalism and lawlessness. Grace is the manifest presence of God in our lives that transforms our hearts and minds to become what we could not be before. Whereas law controls us, constrains us, or restrains us in some way, grace liberates us, transforms us, and frees us into truth. Lawlessness merely authorizes promiscuity, which is the power of being a law unto oneself. Neither legalism nor promiscuity are administrations of life. I believe that these two headships are the fruit of bitter roots, and they bind us to the realm of time. They bind us to things that I presented to be seen in the story of Joshua in the battle against the kings of the Amorites, as found in Joshua chapter 10. I presented last week that those five kings represented forces of bitterness in our own hearts that resist the grace of God working in our lives. They represent a justice of righteousness that sees a peace empowered by a bitter root, such as personal vindication of some kind. A motivation in our lives impelled by alliances with bitterness because of judgments and vows that become a strong force that resist our path forward in life. An anointing for independence and personal opinions based upon some bitter root. An overt expression of invincibility based upon a bitter root. This is a demanding force that insists one's own light is the light to measure everyone else by. A sanctuary of personal liberty based upon a bitter root. This is an independent freedom that sees one's own way as the true way to liberty. God wants to free us from the strongholds of bitterness in our lives. The spirit of knowing is not the knowledge of information, but a transformation of intimacy. This is the grace for becoming the people of God in the earth. Information heaps up in the halls of time, but eternal life is a matter of relationship with God as our Father and a knowing of Jesus as the Son that empowers us to manifest as sons and daughters of God empowered by grace. When I gave the prophecy in 2004 in regard to this present grassroots revolution, four timepieces stopped at the same moment on two separate occasions. I believe this to be a witness as to God's covenant of grace being released in the earth as the power to free us from the bitter roots created in the realm of the generations and times of our lives. When Joshua was in the battle, God turned the sun back and gave him another day to win the victory, Joshua 10:12-14. Imagine, Joshua's fighting in a battle with the enemy. He's running out of time to defeat the enemy, so he asks God for more time. He may have had a finger missing. He may have had a few gashes in his flesh and wounds in his body from the combat of the battle. He had been in battle with a sword, a heavy sword. He had been likely fighting for 12 to 16 hours, and he cried out to God for more time. We can do this. We can overcome. Give me another day to risk my life. Give me another opportunity to lose another finger. Give me the opportunity to suffer longer. We can do this. Give me another day. That day, God heeded the voice of a man. He turned the sun back and gave Joshua another day. This present grace is not just about what God will do for us, but what we are willing to ask God to do. Joshua did not fight the battle for the fulfillment of his own desires. He fought for the sake of his people. He fought for the namesake of God. He fought for the well-being of others. While the battle was going on, Joshua captured five Amorite kings. The name Amorite means bitterness. These were kings of bitterness. He locked them in the cave, and when the battle was done, he called the next generation to reap the reward of his victory. He told those men to put their foot on the necks of those kings. Joshua defeated a bitterness of the past and made it so the next generation had the victory over that bitterness. I believe that this is God's intention for us all. God's grace doesn't just empower us to overcome, it empowers us to overcome all things for the sake of others. God is removing the headship of promiscuity and legalism. They are rooted in the realm of time. Even as God stopped the sun on the day of Joshua, God wants to free us from things that are bound in the realm of time. Religious legalism is a result of a bitter root. It is mean and angry, and it's trying to control those who embrace it as truth and inspire them to control the lives of others. It attempts to assure those that embrace this stronghold of thinking that what caused the wound of bitterness will never happen again and is more bitter than anything that happened. Promiscuity is the same. I can do anything. All things are lawful for me. I can do anything I desire. These are the songs of a bitter wound seeking freedom from its root of pain. God's grace can give us the victory of the bitter roots bound to time. Grace can turn back the sun and stop the moon for the sake of life, for the future generations of our lives. 2 Corinthians 10:23 and 24, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. The statement that all things are lawful requires the added testimony of grace. God doesn't want us to measure things by what is lawful or what is not lawful. He wants us to come to another level of understanding as children of God. He wants us not to be that ignorant. We should not have to be told what to do. He doesn't want to tell us how to act. He wants us to know what to do and how to act. He wants a revolution of grace, a human race that is empowered by grace. People of God do not only know who God is, but they live with a revelation of who they are, and they seek to know him in every way that he is. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.